4-year-old boy living in Moscow by the name of Ivan Mishkovich. I think I pronounced that correctly. He came from a very disturbed family, family of abuse, mother was alcoholic. And in the middle of winter in 1996, he was abandoned by his mother and joined the roughly 2 million other young homeless children in the city of Moscow, just trying to fend for himself in the midst of a Russian winter. He came across a pack of dogs and managed to befriend these dogs so that he could curl up next to them at night and be kept warm. And gradually this friendship with this pack of dogs grew stronger. During the day he would go onto the streets and beg for food, and he would come back and share his food with the dogs, and the trade-off being that they would keep him warm, they would protect him if anyone came to attack him. For 2 years he was on the streets, and the whole time relating with this pack of dogs, and gradually became one of them, became more and more like a dog. He was eventually basically accepted as the leader of this pack of dogs and would roam around the city with them. After 2 years, the police in Moscow heard about this young boy and went to try and rescue him and bring him into some sort of care. And they found that he was become so much a part of this pack of dogs, and his whole behavior had become so much a part of that. On numerous times they attempted to free him and the dogs attacked the police. Finally they used food to lure the dogs away and cornered this young boy, Ivan. And they say he was sort of barking and snarling like a dog, fighting not to be taken away. Gradually he was taken into care and had to sort of rediscover his identity. Because he was 4 years old when he went onto the street, so he knew English, he knew how to speak, but gradually had to relearn how to be human. And some years later, he'd kind of made this transition. He was back in school like a normal child, but said that he still dreamt of being a dog and of being with the dogs. Yeah, it's a very, very strange story. It doesn't happen that often. It does happen. But the parallel kind of strikes me of us. Because the life that we have lived is not our true identity. And the world that we have lived in is not our true homeland. That very much for the sake of survival, we've made compromises. We've taken shortcuts. Really just to survive. Yeah, you could say that the whole of our society has gone to the dogs in a sense. You know, that really for the sake of survival. You know, people will do whatever they need, bite each other, you know, all sorts of aggression, selfishness, just for the sake of survival. To provide the basics, to feed the basic desires, just to live. And to a degree, you know, our world sort of descending into sort of animalistic behavior. Just in the way we talk, the way we act, the way we live. It's not the way we were created to be. The whole mystery that we've been celebrating this last few months, through Lent, through the Paschal mystery, the death and resurrection, and now leading up to Pentecost, this is God coming to us and revealing to us who we really are. Saying you're not an animal. You're not a dog. You exist for glory. As far as God is concerned, you're ranked higher than the angels. You exist to be drawn into the very life of the Trinity. As some strains of the church's spirituality would say quite boldly, you are divine. You share in the life of God. This is our true identity. And Christ comes to us boldly to free us from the lies. He comes to us to free us from the pack that we've been running with. And sometimes that conversion point is quite violent, where the world, your friends, sometimes even your family will fight to keep you where you are. Sometimes we can feel cornered and not wanting to hear the word, not wanting to hear the truth of who we actually are. We like this behavior. And for many of you who have been on this journey for some time, you'd be aware of how difficult it can be to leave that behind. You know, St. Paul, in his letters, he uses the language of putting off the old man. He says, take off the old man and put on the new man, which is Christ Jesus. And we have to take off this old identity, which says you're nothing, you're useless, life is meaningless, just do what you can to live for now because you'll be dead tomorrow. We have to take that off. We have to clothe ourselves in Christ. We need to clothe ourselves in this new life, which is eternal, which has meaning, which has purpose, which is a life of love, a life given rather than a life constantly taking and trying to survive at every cost. And you may also find yourself still having dreams of what you used to be, still being filled with the thoughts of what once was. Maybe still having those lies whispering in your head saying, you're nothing, you're no good. Life is just a nauseating mess, just give up. We have to come back to the new life constantly. And really, this is the promise of Pentecost. That Christ comes to us in his death and resurrection and he says, you are freed of your sins, you are freed of the past, it is over. Once again, as St. Paul says, the old is past and gone. Now everything is new again. Anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. And the gift of Pentecost is that this becomes like a permanent seal upon us, a promise. As the scriptures say, that the Spirit is given to us almost like a deposit on eternity, a foretaste of heaven. Christ gives us the Holy Spirit to say, this is your identity. This is what you exist for. You don't exist for now. You exist for eternal glory. To share in the life of the Trinity. To be consumed by infinite love. As Jesus says here, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. I don't know whether you've ever stopped to think how much the Father loves his Son. This infinite, mind-blowing, eternal love. And Christ says, I love you with that same love. I love you knowing what you have done. I love you knowing your past, knowing your history, knowing how you fall, knowing how you keep hurting people and messing up. I still love you with this infinite love. This is your identity. This is the truth you need to listen to. We need to stop listening to the lies that are inside of us. We need to stop seeing ourselves in that false reality. When we look around the world and we see everyone else acting like an animal, we think we're no different. Christ says, no, you are. As it says in the letter to the Romans, you have not received a spirit of fear, but you've received a spirit of adoption. A spirit of adoption which says to you, you are sons and daughters of God. You are heirs of the kingdom and co-heirs with Christ. You stand to inherit everything. Don't allow ourselves to be caught up in this false truth. You know, these lies which say that we're just nothing. You have been given new life. We need to claim that new life as Christians. We need to be able to realize that this is the truth of our world. This is the truth of who we are. Let's stand boldly in this. Allow our lives to be caught up in the joy of this. When was the last time you met a Christian who was beaming with joy? You might have around here, but generally it's quite rare. Sadly, it's quite rare. Because so many Christians are still weighed down by this burden of a false self. This sense that God's still condemning them, God's still not accepting them, they still have to work really hard to prove themselves to God. You've got to throw that off. Live in the joy of the resurrection. Live in the joy of Pentecost, that Christ says you are accepted. You are forgiven. And he fights this battle with you. He knows how hard it is to go from where you were to where you should be. He knows that you can't go on that journey yourself. And that is why he sends the Holy Spirit. All we need to do is come to the point where we realize that we can't do it ourselves. We need to stop trying to do it ourselves and call upon the Spirit. Have you ever wondered why God says in the Scriptures, the fruit of the Spirit is love? It's because we can't love. We run out of love time and again, and yet this is our true identity. The very thing that we are called to do, we can't do, and so God says, I will do it in you. Open yourself to the Spirit, and I'll transform you. Allow yourself to be loved, and then you will be able to love others. It'll just flow. We need to immerse ourselves more and more in that truth. Like I said, we've got to stop trying to do it ourselves. Stop trying to do Christianity as something that we do for God. And rather allow his love to flow into our life and overflow through us to everyone else. It's a very key point in this gospel where Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. He's basically saying, understand how I have loved you, and then it will be easy to love others. The same way he says, understand how much I have forgiven you, and then it will be easy to forgive others. We have to do the first step. We need to allow ourselves to be loved. We need to allow the Spirit to pour the love of God into our hearts. And then our life is transformed. Then our true identity becomes who we are. Your identity is that you are made in the image of God and God is love. You are made in the image of love. Your life is meant to become love. That everything you are would be love. Completely given, poured out for the life of the world. Understand how much has been poured out for you. Understand how much God has given you. Look upon the cross and see his blood poured out. Look at Pentecost and see his Spirit poured out. And allow yourself to receive that. Come to him vulnerable enough to receive it, humble enough to receive it. And allow it to change you. And there you will find yourself becoming a whole new person. Or rather, becoming the person that you were originally. The person you were meant to be. Where we have been running with a whole false reality. Running with a world which has given itself over to being an animal. To living a life of sin, a life of rebellion against God. Let's come back and understand that we are human. And that to be human is really to be caught up in the divine. This is the new life. This is the joy of the new life. It's not an individualistic joy. It's not a selfish joy. It's a joy that comes from being loved and from giving ourselves in love. Allow yourself to be transformed. As we come here to the Eucharist, Christ gives himself again. He pours himself out to the point of placing himself in our very hands. once again saying, I love you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you are, I still love you, I still give myself to you. Let the truth of that sink in. Let the truth of that reveal to you who you really are. And start living the new life in Christ now through the power of His Spirit.